Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Amar by Avram Goldar, and today Masechta Sota, Daf Lamed Gimel, the seventh parak, El Ne'amarim. The Zichu Masechta Sota program has been generously sponsored as a schus for Chazakas Torah. So the three daps we're going to focus on are when the Mishnah taught that tefillin can be said in any language. The Gemara explains Rachamehi, it's a request for Hashem's mercy. Therefore, Kohek the boy Matzle, however he wants, he can pray. Rashi adds that in the language he understands, he'll have better focus. The Gemara asks the Rav Yehuda said, "Olam al yisha adam srachav b'lashon aramis." A person should never ask for his needs in Aramaic, because Rabbi Yochanan said that Malachim do not attend to his tefillah in Aramaic because they don't know it. The Gemara answers, "Habayachid habetzibur." This advice against davening in Aramaic is for a single person praying alone, whose prayer requires the help of Malachim. Whereas this Mishnah statement that one can pray in any language is for a congregation whose prayers do not require assistance. The Gemara challenges Rabbi Yochanan's statement that Malachim do not know Aramaic by relating two incidents in which the Kohen Gadol heard a bas kol from the Kodesh Kodashim speaking in Aramaic. It answers that either a bas kol is different since its role is to convey messages, or there was Gavriel, who knows all languages since he taught them to Yosef. Pointing to the Mishnah state that Hargriz and Har-Eva are near Shechem. This is the subject of Melchokas and Abraisa. The Pasuk lists numerous identifying features of these mountains. Be'evra Yarden, across the Yarden, Acharei Derech Mavo HaShemesh, far from the direction of the sun's coming, Be'eretz Kanani, Yosheba Arava, in the land of the Kanani who dwells in the plain, Mulha Gilgal, opposite Gilgal, Eitzel Elanei Moreh, near Elanei Moreh. Rav Yehuda holds like our Mishnah interprets the pasuk, across the Yarden means me'evro yarden v'hala, across the Yarden and far beyond. The sun's coming means makom shalchama zarachas, the place of the sun's rising, which is the east, so far from its coming means far to the west. He then identifies the location as in the land of the Kusim near Shechem, which we derive from a gezer shav that Elon Moreh is near Shechem. Rabbi Elazar bar Rabbi Yossi declared he disproved the Kusim's philosophy of believing in Torah Shebiksav and not Torah Shebaal Peh by challenging them on how they determine the identity of Elon Moreh. Rabbi Elazar disagreed with Rabbi Yehuda and explained across the Yarden to means Samachul Yarden, near the Yarden, on its western side, because the pasuk instructs him to perform the brachas and klalas ba'avrachem as the Yarden when you cross the Yarden, implying shortly thereafter. Accordingly, he explains the sun's coming to mean makom shalchamach shokas, the place of the sun setting, so far from its setting would mean to the east, closer to the Yarden. He further challenged Rabbi Yehuda by asking that the area he described is mountainous, not plains. And point number three, Abraisa describes how Klal Yisrael crossed the Yarden. B'chol yom aron nosea achar shnei degalim. Every day the aron traveled behind two groups. B'yom nasa t'chila, but today it traveled first, as the pasuk describes the aron as overleaf nechem, passing before you. B'chol yom yom levim nosim asa aron. Every day levim carried the aron. B'hayom nisa'u kohanim, but today kohanim carried it, as is seen from the pasuk's description of the aron's entering the Yarden. Rabbi Yossi says, "Beshush makomos nasu kohanim asa aron." In three places, the kohanim carried the aron. Kishavus the Yarden when they crossed the Yarden. Ukishesehebu as Yericho when they surrendered Yericho during the conquest of Eretz Yisrael. Ukishechazirahu in Komo and when they returned it to its place in the base of Migdash when it was built by Shlomo. So once again, the three points are: number one, the Mishnah taught that tefillah can be said in any language. The Gemara explains Rachamehi, it's a request for Hashem's mercy. Therefore, Kohek the boy Matzle, however he wants, he can pray. Rashi adds that in the language he understands, he'll have better focus. The Gemara asks the Rav Yehuda said, "Olam al yisha adam srachav b'lashon aramis." A person should never ask for his needs in Aramaic, because Rabbi Yochanan said that Malachim do not attend to his tefillah in Aramaic because they don't know it. The Gemara answers, "Habayachid habetzibur." This advice against davening in Aramaic is for a single person praying alone, whose prayer requires the help of Malachim. Whereas this Mishnah statement that one can pray in any language is for a congregation whose prayers do not require assistance. The Gemara challenges Rabbi Yochanan's statement that Malachim do not know Aramaic by relating two incidents in which the Kohen Gadol heard a bas kol from the Kodesh Kodashim speaking in Aramaic. It answers that either a bas kol is different since its role is to convey messages, or there was Gavriel, who knows all languages since he taught them to Yosef. Pointing to the Mishnah state that Hargriz and Har-Eva are near Shechem. This is the subject of Melchokas and Abraisa. The Pasuk lists numerous identifying features of these mountains. Be'evra Yarden, across the Yarden, Acharei Derech Mavo HaShemesh, far from the direction of the sun's coming, Be'eretz Kanani, Yosheba Arava, in the land of the Kanani who dwells in the plain, Mulha Gilgal, opposite Gilgal, Eitzel Elanei Moreh, near Elanei Moreh. Rav Yehuda holds like our Mishnah interprets the pasuk, across the Yarden means me'evro yarden v'hala, across the Yarden and far beyond. The sun's coming means makom shalchama zarachas, the place of the sun's rising, which is the east, so far from its coming means far to the west. He then identifies the location as in the land of the Kusim near Shechem, which we derive from a gezer shav that Elon Moreh is near Shechem. Rabbi Elazar bar Rabbi Yossi declared he disproved the Kusim's philosophy of believing in Torah Shebiksav and not Torah Shebaal Peh by challenging them on how they determine the identity of Elon Moreh. Rezer disagreed with Rabbi Yehuda and explained across the Yarden to means samachu Yarden, near the Yarden, on its western side, because the pasuk instructs him to perform the brachas and klalos ba'avrachem as the Yarden when you cross the Yarden, implying shortly thereafter. Accordingly, he explains the sun's coming to mean makom shehachamach shokas, the place of the sun's setting, so far from its setting would mean to the east, closer to the Yarden. He further challenged Rabbi Yehuda by asking that the area he described is mountainous, not plains. And point number 3, Abraisa describes how Klal Yisrael crossed the Yarden. B'chol yom aron nosea achar shnei degalim. Every day the aron traveled behind two groups. B'yom nasa t'chilat, but today it traveled first, as the pasuk describes the aron as overleaf nechem, passing before you. B'chol yom yom levim nosim asa aron. Every day levim carried the aron. B'hayom nisa'u kohanim, but today kohanim carried it, as is seen from the pasuk's description of the aron's entering the Yarden. Rabbi Yossi says, "B'shush makomos nasu kohanim es ha'aron." In three places, the kohanim carried the aron. K'shavru es ha'yarden, when they crossed the Yarden. U'k'shesehebu es Yericho, when they surrendered Yericho during the conquest of Eretz Yisrael. U'k'shechazirahu l'imkomo, and when they returned it to its place in the base of Mikdash when it was built by Shlomo. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Lamed Gimel, and our standard Siman is a peg-leg pirate. So here goes. The peg-leg pirate on the red pirate ship, mistakenly praying in Aramaic for help, because his ship got lost at sea trying to follow the confusing directions to two distant mountains, thought he was seeing a mirage in the distance of a golden box being carried on dry land across a river. Once again, slow motion. The peg-leg pirate, that must be wearing Daf Lamed Gimel. The peg-leg pirate on the red pirate ship, mistakenly praying in Aramaic for help, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that tefillah can be said in any language. And the Gemara explains, Rachamehi, it's a request for Hashem's mercy, therefore, kol hekid the boy matzli, however he wants, he can pray. Rashi adds that in the language he understands, he'll better focus. The Gemara asks that Rav Yehuda said, Lo'olam al-yusha adam tzrachim b'lashon ramis. A person should never ask for his needs in Aramaic, because Rabbi Yochanan said that Malachim do not attend to his tefillah in Aramaic because they don't know it. The Gemara answers, Haba Yachid, Haba Tzibur. This advice against davening in Aramaic is for a single person praying alone, whose prayer requires the help of Malachim. So the peg-leg pirate on the red pirate ship, mistakenly praying in Aramaic for help, because his ship got lost at sea trying to follow the confusing directions to two distant mountains, which reminds us, the Gemara brings some halachos about the location of Har Gerizim and Har Ebal. So, the peg-leg pirate on the red pirate ship mistakenly praying in Aramaic for help because his ship got lost at sea trying to follow the confusing directions to two distant mountains, thought he was seeing a mirage in the distance of a golden box being carried on dry land across a river, which reminds us of Bryce who describes how Klal Yisrael crossed the Yarden. Every day the Aron traveled behind two groups, but today it traveled first. Every day Levim carried the Aron, but today Kohanim carried it. So once again, the peg-leg pirate on the red pirate ship, mistakenly praying in Aramaic for help, because his ship got lost at sea trying to follow the confusing directions to two distant mountains, thought he was seeing a mirage in the distance of a golden box being carried on dry land across a river. All right, so now it's time for four Bala Bach Chazar. Dav Chav Tes. So the simmer Dav Chav Tes is a cot. So here goes. The Soto became usher on the truma that was placed on the cot. Cot? That must be more Dav Chav Tes. The sota became usher on the truma that was placed on the cot during the lifetime of the Baal and the Boel, which reminds us, the Gemara asks how Rabbi Shmuel can assume that the third nitma in the pasuk includes truma, allowing him to derive kahuna from a kal v'chomer, when perhaps the third nitma comes to include only kahuna itself, and truma would be permitted to a suspected sota. It answers, mistabra duma de Baal u Boel. It's reasonable that the third nitma'a is similar to the first two, those of the husband and the adulterer. Ma Baal u Boel mechaim af truma nami mechaim, just as the defilements of the husband and adulterer are relevant even during the husband's lifetime, so too defilement for truma is relevant during his lifetime, lafuki kahuna de la chemisa, as opposed to kahuna, which is only relevant after the husband's death. While he's alive, she's either married to him or a divorcee, and forbidden to kahuna regardless. So the sota became asur on the truma that was placed on the cot during the lifetime of the Baal and the Boel. Got upset when she heard the kikar sheni touched the truma, making it a shlishi, which reminds us the Gemara discusses the source for shlishi by truma. So the sota became asur on the truma that was placed on the cot during the lifetime of the Baal and the Boel. Got upset when she heard that the kikar sheni touched the truma, making it a shlishi. So she quickly ran to save the Kodesh meat and prevented it from becoming a Revi, which reminds us Rabbi Yossi teaches that Kodesh, Mida Kachin, can become a Revi based on a Kavachomer from Mechusa Kippurim. If even a Mechusa Kippurim, Shemutta Betruma, possible Kodesh, who is permitted to eat Truma, yet is unfit to eat Kodesh, Shlishi, Shepasa Betruma, Eno Dinhu, Shiyasiv Revi, but Kodesh, then a Shlishi, which is unfit to be eaten regarding Truma, is it not logical that it should make a Revi of Kodesh? The Gemara presents a possible rebuttal. Daf Lamed, so the Simmer Daf Lamed is a Melamed, a Rebbe, so here goes. The Rebbe, that must be learned off Lamed, Melamed. The Rebbe in the red classroom who did such a fascinating demonstration for parents on how to take chal from a tahor dough for a tamei dough without being matame the tahor dough, which reminds us, Rav lists 5 tanaim who hold that a sheni cannot make a shlishi in chun. Among them is Rabbi Yezu who explained in a mishnah how to take chal from a tahor dough for a tamei dough without being matame the tahor dough. So, the Rebbe in the red classroom did such a fascinating demonstration for parents on how to take chal from a tahor dough for a tamei dough without being matame the tahor dough, as his Talmidim reenacted how the shir was sung at Yom Suf, which reminds us, a Bryce records Machlokas on the way Moshe and the nation recited the shir by the Yom Suf. Was it performed like an adult leading challah for a congregation, or like a minor leading challah for a congregation, or like a chazan leading the brachas before Shema in the synagogue? So, the Rebbe in the red classroom did such a fascinating demonstration for parents on how to take chal from a tahor dough for a tamei dough without being matame the tahor dough, as his Talmidim reenacted how the shir was sung at Yom Suf, that even the infants on their parents' laps started to sing too, which reminds us even the infants on their parents' knees or suckling sang shir at the yam, and Rabbi Meir says even the fetuses in the womb recited the shira. Daf Lamed Aleph, so the Siman Daf Lamed Aleph relates to the law, and we use a judge for the Siman. So here goes. The judge, that must be more Dov, Lamed Aleph, the law. The judge who banged his red heart-shaped gavel and declared that serving Hashem from love is greater than serving from fear, which reminds us Rabbi Shimon Lazar said, Gado osim ava yosim mina osim yira. Greater is the one who acts out of love of Hashem, the one who acts out of fear of Hashem. Shezet tali l'elof dor, vizet tali l'alpaim dor. For the merit of he who acts out of fear lasts for 1,000 generations, and the merit of the one who acts out of love lasts for 2,000 generations. So, the judge who banged his red harp-shaped gavel and declared that serving Hashem from love is greater than serving from fear, proceeded to listen to one witness say, I saw the woman become defiled, which reminds us. The first mishnah in the sixth parak teaches that although there's some machlokas regarding how many eidim are required to establish seclusion, tuma is different. Amar eid echad ani reisia shenitmes. If one eid said, I saw her become defiled, laisa shoisa, she would not drink because he's believed and she loses her ksuba as well. So, the judge who banged his red harp-shaped gavel and declared that serving Hashem from love is greater than serving from fear, proceeded to listen to one witness say, I saw the woman become defiled, followed immediately by a conflicting witness who said, she was not, which reminds us. The Mishnah says that if one aid says she was defiled and one says she was not, the sota drinks, meaning remains a suffix. The Gemara asks, having proven that a single aid is believed that she had relations, how can a single aid contradict that testimony? But ulotat komakum shehamina Torah eidachot. Wherever the Torah believed a single aid, hari kan shnayim, it has the equivalence of two aidim that are normally required. Ve'ein devarav shel echad b'makum shayim. Therefore, the words of this one aid are not considered next to those of the two, meaning the single believed witness. So her tumah should be established. Rabbi Chiya explained, Kam b'pasachas, the Mishnah is a case where the Edom testified at the same time before the first one's Edus was accepted. And Kam b'zeachazeb, but Ula's statement is a case where the witnesses testified one after the other, so the first witness's testimony was accepted and attained the force of two Edim. Daf Lamed Beis, so the Simmer Daf Lamed Beis is a lab. So here goes. The two red labs, that must be more on Daf Lamed Beis. The two red labs set up on two mountains facing each other, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a description of the brachas and klalos on Har Grizim and Har Ebal. So, the two red labs set up on the top of two mountains facing each other try to detect if the person speaking softly down in the valley below was expressing his own praise or disgrace, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai said, Adam omer shivcha b'kol namuch, a person should say his praise in a low voice, ugnusa b'kol ram, and his disgrace in a loud voice. The Gemara amends the statement to read that one should say his troubles in a loud voice, so the public will beseech Shemayim for mercy for him. So, the two red labs set up on top of two mountains facing each other try to detect if the person speaking softly down in the valley below was expressing his own praise or disgrace, and picked up instead that he was reciting the Shema in Swahili, a language he could understand. Which reminds us, we have Malchokas Rebbe and the Chachamim whether Shema must be recited in Lashon HaKodesh or can be said in any language. All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1, which daf do you have Malchokas regarding the source that the sota waters also test the adulterer? That's on daf Chavchas. Good. Number two. Which daf do we learn that one should always say his praises in a low voice and his troubles in a loud voice? That's on daf. Lamed Beis. Good. Number three. Which daf do we makok is about the locations of Har Grizim and Har Ebal? That's on daf. Lamed Gimel. Good. Number four. Which daf do we discuss what the din is if one witness says the woman is defiled and another one says she is not? That's on daf. Lamed Aleph. Good. Number five. Which daf do we makok is how the shira was recited by the Yamsuf? That's on daf. Lamed. Good. Number six. Which daf do we learn how the Aron crossed the Yardin? That's on daf. Lamed Gimel. Good. Number seven. Which daf do we makos Rebbe and the Chachamim? Whether the Shema must be recited in Lashon HaKodesh or can be said in any language? That's on daf. Lamed Beis. Good. Number eight. Which daf do we learn Sota's defilement for Truma is relevant during her husband's lifetime, unlike defilement for Kohuna, which is only after the husband's death? That's on daf. Chavtes. Good. Number nine. Which daf do we learn that one should not daven in Aramaic, for the Malachim do not understand it? That's on daf. Lamed Gimel. Good. And number 10. Which daf do we learn is great to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu out of love than out of fear? That's on daf. Lamed Aleph. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldham. Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.